adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Oh, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, War on the Fort. Now and then in the history of the Old West, you come across an obscure item that covers a world of excitement and drama, such as the following. Fort August, 1874. Early night attack from presently unidentified sources. Three wounded. From such an item comes our story, which opens in mid-afternoon of an August day. Two men are riding slowly towards the fort, watching a hay cart being driven in towards the stockade gate.
That's it, Hamlin. The payroll for Fort Harlow and all the cavalry posts west of here is under that hay.
Since when does our army hold its payrolls around in hay carts?
I tell you, the payrolls are under that hay. Major Walters is in the defense office, as well as Commandant of Harlow. He's always nervous about having them payrolls held up.
Well, you'd ought to know, Dirk.
Yeah, I served under that buzzard until...
until you got a dishonorable discharge for stealing...
That's enough. I know about that gold because One-Eyed Jollins is driving that hay cart. Made a feed contract with the major and told me how the major decided to use that hay to cover the gold. Come on, let's ride over there.
There's an armed guard riding with that cart.
What of it? The road goes right past the fort. We got a right to be on it. Come on, get up.
Yeah. How long is that gold going to be here at the fort?
Probably just overnight. Who thinks as we ride by? That means he's found out they ain't sending out the western payrolls until tomorrow.
So we attack tonight, hey, Dirk?
Yeah. Howdy, darling.
Howdy.
Howdy, boy.
Yeah, he winked. It's all set, then.
Here comes... Careful what you say.
Jack Simons and Ham Haines, eh? What are you scalawags hanging around here for?
We ain't hanging around, Sergeant. We're just riding on by.
I saw you both pull rein back on the rise so you could look over this detail. Now be on your way. You don't want to fight you around.
Who do you think you are, the Major?
You heard what I said. Get going.
Come on, Jack. We don't want no trouble.
That's right, we don't.
Get out. Yeah.
How about a way, Sergeant?
Well,
give my love to that pretty daughter of yours.
Betty is mighty pretty, too, Kurt.
Yeah. Never mind that now. We got to work fast, then. Round up 30 men so we can attack that fort come up. Let's go.
There's Fort Hollow, Chico.
Yes. You look natural, Pancho. That's the same as when I used to serve as scout for the fort.
Not natural to Pancho, Chico.
Well, that was before you and I met, Chico.
Uh-huh.
Be pleasant to see Sergeant Keeler again. I understand he's still on duty here.
Chico say Sergeant Keeler got a door?
Si. By special order, she's allowed to live here at the post, along with the wives of the officers.
She a pretty door, Chico?
Oh, I do not know, Pancho. She was not pretty as a child of 14. Now that she's about 20, who can tell?
She's going to tell very soon, no?
Pancho, we are going to visit with Sergeant Keeler, not with the señorita.
She's going to still tell very soon.
Very well, have it your own way, amigo. Yeah, here's the fort. What is there, señor guard?
What is there, señor guard?
Hi, boys, go right on in.
The guard not stop us, she's good.
No, there's been no trouble in this territory for a long while. It's hard to maintain discipline under such conditions. Well, there's the sergeant out in front of the barracks. So there, Sergeant, this is the worst looking outfit I've seen in a long time.
Aye, Sergeant, look around quick.
What do you mean, the worst looking outfit? Are you fat haired? Well, Cisco.
Hold on, Sergeant.
Well, put it there. You had me going for a second.
I must see you again, Sergeant.
That goes for me, too. Say, don't this take me back, though?
Si, I can say the same. Sergeant Keeler, this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Howdy, Pancho. Any friend of the Cisco Kid is a friend of mine.
Cisco Pancho's friend, too, so the sergeant and Pancho friends, no?
Yeah, you bet.
The señorita sergeant, she is well and happy, I trust.
Oh, yeah, Betty's fine. There she is, just coming out of the post exchange. Betty, come over here, will you?
You're right there, Dad.
Oh, the señorita is indeed a pretty girl, Pancho.
Yes, Dad?
You remember the Cisco Kid, Betty?
Well, of course I do. Welcome back, Cisco.
Gracias, señorita. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Hello, Pancho.
Oh. That is Pancho's way of paying you a great compliment, señorita.
Thank you, Pancho.
Good night.
I'm awfully glad to see you, Cisco. Please excuse me now. I have to start my house.
The señorita has grown into a very charming young woman, Sergeant.
Yeah, Betty's a right pretty girl. Cisco, I'm glad you're here for more reasons than one. You remember an hombre named Dirk Simon?
Yeah, I do. That hombre was a born bandido.
Yeah, and that's what he is now. He's been watching this post lately, and I don't like it. We've got a lot of payroll money here tonight.
But you've got to love the army to guard the payroll, Sergeant.
It ain't the same now, Pancho.
No?
Men ain't had nothing to do for months. They're bored stiff. And I'm worried.
What about your commanding officer? Have you reported this to him, Sergeant?
Nah, it wouldn't do no good, Cisco. Just laugh at me. Now, I happen to know Dirk's got a big gang of men camped up in Scar Rock Canyon.
I remember the place.
Yeah, he hates this post. And he's a wild and reckless gazebo.
Do you not mean the bandito attacked this post, Sergeant?
Nah, I wouldn't put it past him. Knows he might catch us all napping.
You would like Pancho and me to scout that gang up in the canyon. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I sure would.
We'd be glad to scout them, Sergeant. I have heard about these Dirk Simons lately. I know he's a bad hombre. We should be back within 2 hours.
Good.
Pancho, we have work to do. Let us be going.
How are you going to attack that fort tonight, Dirk? Don't seem to me like a good idea.
Why not?
We've got guards posted.
And most of them will be asleep half hour after they go on duty.
We'll only have 30 men.
That'll be enough. They won't be expecting it. I want them payrolls. Oh,
well. By the way, we could use some of that money, but...
We're going to use all of it.
The only thing is, Dirk, somebody should have recognized some of us.
No, they won't. I'll see to that.
What do you mean?
Well, get the boys together and I'll tell you. You better send a couple of lookouts down the canyon. That blasted Sergeant Keeler acted like he smelled a rat. Get all the boys, Ham, and hustle. We ain't got much time.
This is far enough up the canyon, Pancho. Oh, yeah,
hold on. Hold on.
And the camp of those banditos is not far ahead. We'll walk the rest of the way.
Pancho like to do what Cisco say, but walk.
Walking is good for you, amigo. Make you lose some of that weight.
Pancho, keep the weight, Cisco.
Come on. Make no more noise than you can help.
Cisco know this Simon's hombre?
Only by his very bad reputation.
Bad reputation, huh?
After he was discharged dishonorably, he went to live with a tribe of Indians. Comanches, I believe. Camp is just ahead of us, Pancho. Careful now.
See.
Get as close as we can. And we'll lie down in the thick brush and listen. All right, come on.
All right, you hombres. Now listen to me.
Stop right here, Pancho.
Soon as it gets dark, we'll attack. I know where that payroll money's kept. I'll take a couple of you with me and go after that. The rest of you just keep blasting away at anybody you see once you get inside that... Shut up! I ain't through talking. We're going to make up his engine so the Redskins will get the blame for the attack.
That's all we need to hear, Pancho. Let us get out of here quickly.
Pancho, ready, Cisco. But Pancho, get it. Sneeze,
Pancho. No, mother, here.
Hey,
Pancho.
Simon, he's hombre ahead of us.
One more up the bluff looking down. Simon's posted lookouts. We've been seen, Pancho. This way, Pancho.
This way, Pancho.
Look behind and see who is following.
Now, Cisco, let's leave over the ground.
Here they are, boys.
I
killed you, hombre. And you.
Behind you, Cisco.
That's the stuff, boys.
They're coming from our direction.
There. Got them both. You all right, Dirk?
Yeah, I'm all right. I wonder how that big American hit.
Hey, he's a Cisco kid, Jack.
Yeah, so I see. Throw him in one of the huts. I'll take care of him later, for keeps.
Cisco ain't back yet. Been gone over 3 hours.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He'll be back within 2 hours.
Well, I wouldn't start worrying yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't, except when Cisco says a thing, you can depend on it. Betty, I'm going to see the Major.
You won't get any satisfaction from him. He's just a stuffed shirt.
Just the same, I'm going to see him. I'll be right back.
Come in. Good evening, Sergeant.
Evening, sir.
Looking solemn again. What's troubling him?
It's about Dirk Simons, Major.
That scoundrel. What about him?
He's up to something, sir. He was watching that hay cart mighty close today.
What if he was? You're not thinking he'd attack this post, are you, Sergeant?
I wouldn't put it past him, sir.
You're forgetting, Sergeant, this is the United States Army.
Yes, sir. But I took the liberty of asking the Cisco Kid to scout Simons here.
You had no right to do anything of the sort, Sergeant. I'll overlook it this time, but I want to hear no more about the matter.
But, Major, this...
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Yes, sir.
because this rope tight, Cisco.
See?
So is this one.
But the rope is new. Perhaps I can make it stretch enough to
get my hands free. It works, Cisco.
Not as yet, but I'll keep trying.
Boys, come here, Cisco.
See.
Santos, is it Comanches?
No, they are not Comanches, Pancho.
No?
Not even Indians.
A lot of good is going to do you to know that, Cisco. So you snooped around, did you?
Call it anything you like, hombre.
That's just what he was doing, Dirk. Snooping.
Well, he sure won't snoop around no more. I'm fixing these two right now.
Even behind that war paint, you look like the coward you are, Simon.
Why, you buzzard!
Go on, that kick, Cisco. You, I...
Sam, you out and get the boys and stop. I'll join you down the trail.
Whatever you say, Dirk.
Now, Cisco, if you got anything to say, be quick about it. Because you got one more minute to live.
And this time, Cisco's chance of escaping is small indeed. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, War on the Fort. When Cisco stopped at Fort Harlow to reminisce with Sergeant Keeler, he found the sergeant worried about one Dirk Simons, dishonorably discharged cavalryman turned bandit. So Cisco and Pancho agreed to reconnoiter Simons' camp. Listening, our friends overheard the bandit gang plan to attack the fort that night disguised as Indians and steal the payroll. At that moment, Pancho sneezed loudly. A fight ensued, and Cisco and Pancho were captured. Now, tied hand and foot and lying in a hut of the camp, they are in grave danger of being killed on the spot by the venomous Simons.
Well, go on, Cisco. Say what you gotta say. You got 1 minute, and then you die.
Hey, that not sound good to Pancho.
No, I do not believe you will kill us, hombre.
Oh, do you no good to fight that rope, Cisco. You're tied up good and tight.
Keep trying, Cisco. Pancho asked you a question, no?
What is it?
What'd you do when you get to the fort?
I don't mind telling you that.
Go ahead.
We're going to get all the payrolls they're holding there tonight. There's payrolls for 6 posts west of here. It'll make a nice chunk of money. Anything else you'd like to know?
Hand is free, Pancho.
Bueno, Cisco.
Pancho like to know one thing more, hombre.
What?
Pancho like to know how any hombre can be as homely like you.
Why, you...
Grab his anchor, Cisco!
Hey, Pancho, that is... What's my trying to do? Look out! Pancho!
Grab the knife, Cisco!
See, and I have the knife.
Now we will see, Coyote.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm getting out of here.
Hey, Ham! Yeah? You and the boys right back here, quick. Cisco's got loose.
Quick, grab him, Dave.
Stand away, not get away now, Cisco.
See, we will get away, Pancho. It's only the work of a moment to cut these ropes. Now, here. We're both free, Pancho. Come on.
Let it go, boys. Get him down.
Come on. This way, Pancho. Down into the arroyo.
The bank's deep, Cisco.
Never mind that. Come on.
Pancho, roll down the bank. Pancho, roll away. The breeze goes from Pancho, Cisco.
Get up on your feet, Cisco.
Oh.
We must get to the top of this other bank. Those riders will have to go around.
Other bank. Breeze or not breeze.
Get up, you hombres. Get up.
Now, we're at the top of the bank. We can call our horses.
Go. You got to learn the whistle sometimes. Not just go.
That is not important now, Chico. On your horse, quickly.
On your horse, quickly.
Up, Gabby.
Now we beat the bandito to the fort, Chico.
I do not know whether we can or not, Pancho. We're on the long trail to the fort. There's no way of getting out of the short trail unless we go back and cut across.
See, the banditos have the short trail.
They will be. In an effort to beat us. Up, Gabby.
Cisco should have been back before now, Dad.
Sure he had. It's dark out now. Tell you, Betty, something's happened to him.
It seems as if the Major would get out of search this
morning. Well, he won't.
Perhaps if I went to see him.
No. You just blame me. Say, I sent you. Might even break me for it.
Well, here comes somebody now.
Ho, 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 ho. It's them, Betty. It's Cisco and Pancho.
There's no time to talk, Sergeant. Simons and his banditos are right behind us. Their disguise is Comanches. If you have guns in the house, let us have them at once.
Betty, hit my guns and ammunition belt. Bring the rifle, too.
Yes, Dad.
Sergeant, you better turn out the men. Pancho and I will go back and try to hold them off.
But that's just the two of them.
Wait. You will have to see the Major first. He might have you court-martialed to act without his orders.
Here I'll
be done, Cisco.
And Pancho.
Oh, gracias,
señorita. Gracias. We'll hold those banditos off as long as we can, Sergeant. Up the car!
Hello! Two against the big bunch, Lobo. He's gonna mine, but Pancho is like finding all these hombres. Call Lobo, run out, go!
You seen Cisco riding off that other trail yet, Dirk?
No. Not as we couldn't see him. It's after dark.
Yeah, but it's a bright night. He couldn't have got ahead of us on that long trail, could he?
I don't know. You see, him and his partner's got mighty fast horses. Never mind that anyway. Over the next rise, and we'll be right onto the fort.
You, Thomas! Stop those banditos where they are.
It's Cisco. He did get in ahead of us.
Stop those banditos or we will fire.
He must have worn the poster.
Maybe not.
But he said we. Maybe he's got the troop with him.
Cisco wouldn't have the troop, you fool. If the troop is there, somebody else will be giving the orders. I figure he's bluffing. Head out around that rise, you hombres. Joe, you take charge. Ham and I'll go after Cisco. Now get going.
Here come the bandidos, Cisco.
Some of them, Pancho. The rest are riding around us. Bueno. The sergeant has roused the post.
Blast it all, we're too late. Turn back, boys. Turn back. In this way. We'll get the Cisco kid for this.
Going to be a big fight, you sir.
They are only chance, Pancho, to get Simons and hold him as a shield against the others.
Get on him, boys.
Simons, hombre, hang back now, Cisco. Kill the other hombre to fire.
We will see about that.
Yes, we see, Cisco.
Up, Gabo. Ha.
We'll ride him down, Cisco.
See, that is just what we will do. Gabo, ha.
Simons, get up on your feet.
Come on, I'll help you up.
Oh, easy, Cisco.
Easy, nothing. These gun is now on your ribs, hombre. Tell those sidewinders of yours to stop where they are.
All right, boys, hold it. Hold it. Hold
it. Tell them to drop their guns.
They won't do that.
Tell them unless you want these guns to go off here.
All right. Now, be careful, Cisco. Throw down your guns, boys.
Let's get out of here.
The
cavalry from the
forces, Cisco.
They chase the
bandidos. Hey, Pancho. Something tells me those bandidos are going to have more on their hands now than they bargained for.
What do we do with these bandidos?
We will take them to the post, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
From then on, the matter will be handled by the United States Army.
Well, at least, Cisco, you woke up the Major. I can say that even if Dad can.
I'm glad of that, Senorita. I'm also glad to hear that only 3 men of the troop were wounded. It could have been much worse.
Yes, it could. You could have lost your life. I don't know what to say, except to thank you for helping Dad.
He's a good friend of mine, Senorita. I'm glad to help him, for he has helped me many times in the past.
And I a good friend of yours, too, Cisco?
Oh, of course.
I hope so. I have grown up quite a bit, haven't I?
Si, you have indeed.
Cisco, we'll ride, no?
Si, Pancho. Be with you in just a moment. You're a very pretty girl, Senorita.
Then, perhaps you won't mind if...
If what?
If I say goodbye to you like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Si,
Pancho.
You know, that's a big fight we have back there. Pancho getting very tired of fighting.
Si, amigo. I'm getting tired of fighting, too.
Uh-huh.
That one we have with that gang of coyotes really tired me out.
Si.
I will not have to be rocked to sleep tonight.
What did you say, Cisco? What?
I said I'm very tired, Pancho. And I will not have to be rocked to sleep tonight.
Oh, Pancho hoped you never got to be rocked to sleep, Cisco.
Well, Pancho, sometimes it's very nice to be rocked to sleep. Why do you hope I will never have to be rocked to sleep?
Because one time Pancho rocked to sleep and Pancho not get over it for a long time.
Oh, how is that, Pancho? I do not understand.
One time Pancho get in a big fight. Hombre sneak up behind Pancho, hit Pancho over the head with a big rock. Pancho rocked to sleep all right.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.